The Anchorage Assembly has voted to extend a civil emergency declared earlier in the week by Mayor Ethan Berkowitz. The move gives city officials the flexibility to quickly redirect money from other budget needs to instead cover hundreds of thousands of lost state dollars to keep the city's largest overnight shelter from closing next week. City officials have warned that Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget vetoes are having a major impact already on homeless services and threaten to push hundreds of people out of housing. The Brother Francis Shelter, a downtown facility with a capacity of 240 beds, told the city that because of a lack of funds, it would have to completely close on August 1st for several days and operate at a reduced capacity going forward. The Berkowitz administration weighed several options for handling the scenario, including the stress and financial pressure it would put on emergency services, hospitals, and police. At a meeting this morning, the administration asked assembly members to extend a state of emergency through August 6th. That appears likely to be enough time to work out an agreement to avert any immediate closure or drop in bed capacity. Catholic Social Services, which operates the shelter, says it needs $400,000 to maintain basic staffing levels and continue overnight service for a full year. That money does not restore day service or the support resources that aim to help get people out of homelessness. Social service providers, assembly members, and the administration all said there will have to be many more measures enacted to deal with the anticipated increase in homelessness stemming from state budget cuts. They are considering a broad range of options. The civil emergency order gives the mayor's office the ability to bypass some normal rules for staffing, procurement, and zoning. It does not bring in new funding, nor does it have any bearing on the city's tax cap. If Governor Dunleavy's budget vetoes stand, the next 30 to 90 days will determine whether hundreds more people will have to move out of housing. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, that's left some families in Anchorage worried they'll be living on the streets.
Here's a smile. Oh, I love you too.
Ariane Swihart and Galen Huntsman live in a single room with their two young boys and newborn daughter.
We now have a family of five living in essentially a hotel room.
They're staying at a facility called Safe Harbor on the east side of Anchorage. It's temporary. Families generally live here for up to 6 months as they try to get into more stable, permanent housing. And both parents say this is a big improvement because prior to moving in here, the family was in crisis. There were problems with jobs, with the Office of Child Services, and with medical care. At one point in the saga, Swihart was several months pregnant with nowhere to go, staying in an overnight shelter.
Being pregnant and homeless is... well, I don't imagine I'd ever want to do it again.
This room at Safe Harbor is far from ideal. The two boys sleep on mattresses on the floor. There's no stove or kitchen for them to use, so dishes have to be washed in the bathroom sink or tub. But it's manageable. The family pays $550 a month in rent, and they're all together. Huntsman says they're also plugged into a network that's helping connect them with resources.
It has been a stable platform for us to work at getting them back on our feet and getting our lives back together.
But now, the couple's worried that budget vetoes and gridlock in Juneau will upend that stability. Safe Harbor is one of four large facilities run by the Rural Alaska Community Action Program, or RURALCAP. The three others are permanent housing designed for people with substance abuse disorders, as well as severe mental and physical disabilities. Some of the funding that helps subsidize the costs was vetoed by the governor. That means Swihart and Huntsman, along with dozens of other families like them, may lose housing and programming they rely on. RURALCAP is working to prepare contingency plans for state funds falling through. Barry Andres directs the organization's supportive housing program.
It scares me where those families are going to be in the city.
Right now, Andres says, RURALCAP is in a holding pattern. People won't be evicted in the immediate future, but in the 30 to 60 day range, the organization will have to make hard decisions about what to do. The uncertainty and anxiety are taking a toll on staff and residents. Andres also worries that the issues involved with sheltering families and the disabled are different than managing chronically homeless individuals in the city's shelters and camps.
The most vulnerable are going to be put into situations where they're not going to be able to easily find a way to manage keeping safe.
City officials expect the displacement will affect residential life and emergency services in stages over the coming year. Jasmine Boyle is in charge of the Anchorage Coalition to End Homelessness and says in the next several months, around 550 housing slots could be eliminated because of the lack of funding. These, she says, are direct impacts from the governor's line item vetoes, but her organization believes indirect effects from other cuts will push more people into homelessness as the shifted expenses ripple outward.
If energy bills skyrocket, if people lose jobs at the scale that is currently being projected by economists, we know that there will be a rapid influx of people entering into homelessness, into a system that is already not going to be able to manage our existing clients.
Service providers in Anchorage say that even if funding were to be immediately restored, there's already been severe damage to the safety net from uncertainty, staff reductions, and lost opportunities to secure outside funds. Back at Safe Harbor, Ariane Swihart says she doesn't know what she would have done without assistance or what the family will do if this facility shuts down.
What are we going to do when those resources are no longer available? We're going to be out in the streets.
They're trying to figure out if the five of them might be able to move into a room at a relative's house or possibly stay in a camper until it gets cold in the fall. They say they aren't as bad off as some of the other families at Safe Harbor. But for Swihart, the disagreements over the budget and permanent fund dividend don't seem worth it.
If they want a $3,000 PFD, they can have it. But it'll be at the expense of people like me and my husband and our kids being put out on the streets.
The governor's office did not return multiple messages requesting comment. Earlier this month, a spokesperson responded to questions about cuts to homeless assistance by saying the governor had to make tough decisions based on the fiscal reality the state faces. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.